views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Have you ever wondered why some people work really hard for their money while others live lives of joy and abundance with seemingly little effort? You are about to learn powerful, tangible steps to shifting your mindset and connecting to your flow of money and abundance. Jennifer teaches you to connect to who you are at a soul level and how to use that connection to create a personal and specific relationship with money. Learn how money is a powerful tool to achieve your desires and your desires to then serve the world. So shake out your money-making truth right now. Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jennifer Bloom, and you are listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance, Create Wealth Through Spiritual Health on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm truly delighted that you each are joining in on this ongoing conversation we've been having in the last several episodes, all about creating abundance in a way that brings more joy and ease to the process. Today, we're going to dive into the heart of the matter, and we're going to start talking about money and soul, and how playing with your money at the soul level is going to create a big change in how you bring money into your bank account. Not just the amount of money that you bring into your bank account, but how you feel and how you can really enjoy doing it in a new way. And I am thrilled because I have Jennifer Rizzio joining me in today's conversation. She is the perfect person to have this conversation with. Jennifer is the founder of Soul Language, a paradigm that puts tangibility to soul so a conscious connection can be established to enable crystal clear decisions for success. Jennifer is also a master intuitive and the author of two best-selling books. She's currently trained over 20 practitioners worldwide in Soul Language. I am happy to say that I am one of those practitioners. Jennifer is a mentor for me. She is a friend. She's a colleague. I don't know how many conversations we've had about this topic, interviews. We've done classes. We've created a product or two, and I am happy and delighted that you are here. Welcome, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be here and honored to be called a friend, which is so important to me. You know how much I value friendship. So I'm just so excited to play with you today.
Yeah, I have some intentions about today's conversation, and we will just see where it goes, because there's a lot of magic that can happen here. All right, so let's set the stage for that magic to happen. We want to talk about money and soul today. That's the direction that I want us to go, okay? Because I don't think that it's the first thing people think about when they think about changing their money, right? Soul doesn't kind of come up on the first, the top three things to do, right, if you're going to search Google. So the thing is, though, it's really one of the most powerful things that you could do. And I hope that over the course of our conversation, we can talk about some tangible things, but having my background in research, I like to set a foundation first. So I want us to start by talking about soul and what soul is and what that even means. So if you were to answer the question, what is soul, what would you say?
I would say it's your individualization of the one. So whatever you call that higher power, universe, tree, Bob, God, cupcake, doesn't matter. This is your individualization of that divinity. And so it's your essential nature. It goes way beyond personality. It goes way beyond your experiences, but it's that individualization, that essential nature of soul. And again, I'm putting silly human words to something that's kind of indescribable, but that's the way I envision what soul is.
Yeah, it really is something that is hard to put language around. But of course, we have to have that common language, right? Otherwise, we don't know what we're talking about. And, you know, what I would add is that, and I think you've already said it, but the way I would say it is that, you know, soul is our unique strand, right, of the divine. And it's who we are when we're not in pattern, when we're not in habit, when we're not playing the role of our personality that we know all about, right? It's that essence. So I think that something that comes up a lot when you're thinking about soul is, how do I know that I'm connecting with my soul? Right? I mean, that's a huge question. I want to talk about soul language maybe in the next segment, but just in general, what do you say to people when they ask, okay, soul, how do I know that I'm actually in connection?
You know, the big sigh is, yeah, that's the big question when we get time and time again. I mean, my first response is, what does it matter? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's all soul. Even your ego is soul, right? So there's that part of me. And then there's the part that says, okay, soul always sounds different than, you know, your mind or your experience or your chatter, whatever you want to call that. For me, soul is kind of definite. It's kind of a one sentence, one word response. It doesn't feel like a hamster on a wheel. So I'll just give you a tangible example. So right now, I'm doing this amazing interview with you, and my cat Mushu is having some problems. She's acting weird. So I'm watching her go into the bathroom, which she never does. And I'm like, so what I need to do is really listen to soul and go, relax. Everything's going to be okay. You're safe. All is well. Rather than come at it from the pattern in my head that's going, oh my God, what is she doing? And why isn't she going to be a why now? And blah, blah, blah. Right? Our soul feels and sounds very different within our own heads than our mind, ego, our experience. And I think, you know, soul also has no judgment, you know, where ego likes to always kind of put things in a box.
Yeah, boxes. Yeah. Speaking of boxes and cats, right? Cats love boxes because they're safe.
Right.
Right? And so, yeah. Yeah. And I would add kinesthetic words to what you just said. I know I'm in connection with soul when I can feel that sense of safety, when my body kind of relaxes and I feel, I'll use the word grounded, meaning I feel very present in my body. I feel very present in the moment. Yeah. And then I know that, okay, soul's here somewhere. And you're right. Soul, all of us is soul. I like to know how to connect to that piece that is our connector into that which we call something greater than ourselves, yeah. Right?
That into that piece of us that knows no boundaries, that knows what's in our greatest good, that knows that we aren't unlimited, and knows that there are always going to be enough. And I like that, you know, for you also, it's kinesthetic. For me, sometimes I can't get to the feeling place, right? That feeling of, so I can listen and hear soul. And I think there's a kind of distinction sometimes of listening and hearing soul and then really being one with it, really being connected to it. And I think so often that's what's happening with people when they go, well, how do I know this is soul? Well, you're hearing parts of soul, but you don't feel connected. And, you know, that's the key, right? To be connected.
Oh, that's huge. That's a really important distinction. Because we don't just want to hear it. We want to embody it and live it. Yeah. If we want to affect some sort of change, right? We can't just, we can't just be having the words come in and then just sort of letting them, you know, in and out and in and out.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, in talking about that connection to something that is greater, something that is unlimited, something that is, I would call love, this is the space that I'm talking about when I talk about soul and money and looking at money from that soul perspective. It creates such a different experience than when we are sitting in front of the checkbook, if we're old school, or looking at our numbers online. And so I'm curious about your feeling about soul and money. What does it add? How is it different for you than sort of the human experience of thinking about your money?
Well, you said the key word, right? Thinking.
Yeah, right? Yeah, yeah.
You know, because what I think about my money sometimes in that relationship is actually in conflict with what I know to be true. For me, when I look at it as not so detailed oriented, meaning I don't look at what is happening in the present moment, but I see the big picture. I understand the big picture. I sink into the big picture. It's a much different relationship than, you know, the day-to-day interaction. And it becomes a much bigger relationship. So I'll give you an example. So often, I will look at my bank account and go, oh my God, I got this bill, blah, 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 blah. And there's a part of me that forgets the big picture about all the additional income that I'm aware of and that I'm unaware of that's coming in. And when I pause and go, oh, wait, okay, right? There's a different feeling there. There's a different energetic stance and an energetic commitment and an energetic intention.
So, sure. I'm laughing because when I can tell when I'm in my human experience because there's blind spots, right? It's like, oh, that's right. That recurring charge that's going to come in for the next 3 months. Oh, that's right. That's there. Or, that's right. This, there's a credit over here. The humanness is very blinded by the numbers.
Very blinded. And it also has a one-track focus where that bigger experience, that soulful experience with money understands, oh, wait, there's so much in the unseen that I am not capable of being aware of, that, that is happening, that I'm just unaware of, and that I haven't included in the equation because it's not in my view. I think being in that human experience, we really only can see what we can see. And soul has the ability to know that there's so much that is available to us. And I think that when I sit back and look at that, and this is across the board, Jen, like with everything, it becomes do I want to add weight to that? Or do I want to really, be with the truth here? And it's a dance. And I think so often, especially when it comes to money, we make it life and death and safety rather than, this is a game. How do I want to play the game?
So true. That is so true. And soul gives us that opportunity to play the difference between, or play, bounce back and forth between safety and game, safety and game. Yeah. So I knew this was going to be a juicy conversation. I'm excited. So we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom and my guest, Jennifer Rizzio. We're going to, as I said, take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to start to talk about tangible ways to start to learn about your soul. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit AngieCorbettKuyper.com.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit SarahMain.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
We're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. My guest today is Jennifer Rizzio, and we are talking about money and soul. Now, before we get back into the conversation that we were having, I want to make sure that people know how to connect with you, Jennifer. So what's the best way for people to contact you?
Through the website at soullanguage.us. There's a lot of free audios there. There's a lot of interviews. I answer my own email. I pick up my own phone. So please reach out if you have a question.
And she is not lying. She answers her own phone. Answers emails. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And sometimes at very weird hours.
So, so true. So true. I love your accessibility. And I think that it really emphasizes everything that we're talking about here today. You know, you walk your talk and it shows.
Thank you.
All right. So we finished up the last segment talking about how soul adds this ability to lighten things up. It's a game. Money is it's really a game. And it also helps us remember you're safe. And, you know, you and I know a lot about each other's money stories. I know I have been in places where I have had $10 in my checking account and, you know, a week's worth of groceries left to buy. And I didn't know about soul really when I was going through that particular experience. But it, no matter where you are, whether you are trying to, you know, create your empire or whether you are working your way out of debt, soul adds that stability that can open you into a new game, a new opportunity, a new way of being with money. So soul, even though we've been describing it, we've been giving it language, we've been talking about it, it still sometimes is a challenge to create tangibility with our own soul and to really understand who we are. And one of the things that I love about your work, Jennifer, is the paradigm of soul language. So let's start by, could you please just kind of explain a little bit about the paradigm of soul language, what it's about, and what it helps people understand about themselves and their soul?
Yeah. You know, I never started out to create a paradigm to understand soul. I started out because I was in pain and wanted to learn how to consciously connect to myself and to my higher power and find my community. And so what I created through divine guidance was I put some tangibility around the three core energies of soul: your mission, how you fuel that mission, and then your soulful personality. And there's 107 core energies of soul. We call those languages. So each one of us has one in three different categories. If you have a business, we can identify that soul, and you have identified the relationship between us and money, that sacred partnership with soul language and money. So when you understand your three core energies of soul, when they're identified, there's something so freaking magical that happens. There's this deep acceptance of the way you've been being throughout your life, whether you've been on the path for a minute or a path forever, about understanding that the way you've been being, the way you want to be, the way that you want to express yourself in your secret moments is the truth of who you are, and that it is a blessing. And there's this profound acceptance that happens. And I think that is a quality that is beyond, I can't even put words to it. Because when you have that clarity, you're already starting on a clean slate for yourself.
Yeah, if you can see me, my head's nodding so much, I think my head might come unscrewed, because I remember the moment that you identified my three languages, and my mission language is pioneer. And knowing that, as soon as you even said the word and described what that meant, I felt the truth of it through my entire being. And it gave me, you know, here I was from a, I went through college, I went through grad school, I did all these different things. And then I was off on another path and then off on another path. And I had beaten myself up about that for a long time. And as soon as I realized that that was part of my core energy, there was just something in me that relaxed and went, yes, okay, here I am. I get to create this way. This is the right, in quotes, way to create. I can stop the BS in my head about who I am and why can't I be like, you know, my father, bless his soul, who, you know, was at the same university. I mean, he elevated through different positions through his whole career there, but he did one thing, you know, and I was beating myself up for not doing that. So that acceptance of our being, it's hard to even describe.
Yeah. And then you have words and tangibility and a way to have this intimate connection in a way that your humanness gets. And so, you know, the plan and the strategy is to align the human with the knowing of the soul and to take action and make choices based on the knowing rather than based on pattern. And I hear it time and time again from people that, you know, when you have your languages identified and you really want that deep connection, it feels like, oh my God, I'm instantly home. And a lot, you still have to work on your patterns and you still have to make choices, but a lot of the kind of tension that you've been holding about yourself gets to float away. I remember because my soulful personality is graceful warrior. And I remember the moment where I really accepted my warrior nature and wasn't judging myself about it. You know, I remember the moment that it was reflected in my outer world, I should say. I was at, you know, a coffee shop and this guy sat down, you know, on the table next to me and we started talking and I was like, yeah, I have warrior energy. And he went, oh my God, that's great. And I went, oh, yeah. Like, you know, but all along, you know, growing up, why are you so aggressive? Really? Yeah. I just asked for a pen. What was aggressive about that? Right? Like, you know, and sometimes I still get it. You're so direct. You're so blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, so what you're really having trouble with is that strong warrior nature that is totally complete and knowing of this is me. And if you don't like it, you can get on my bus or you could get off the bus. I love you anyway, but I don't have to play with you. Right. That, and when it happened, and it just happened to me today. And when it happened, you know, part of me was like, I got a little pissed. And then I was like, oh yeah, there's nothing wrong. I haven't done anything wrong.
Yeah.
Enough. Yeah.
Absolutely. And when we know we're enough in new ways, it does impact how willing we are to receive in our enoughness, right? Oh. Right? So it completely changes. I mean, it's one of the reasons why it's so important in the area of money, right? Because we are giving ourselves permission to receive that resource of the divine because we're good. We're fine. We're okay. We've opened up that space and said, yes, this is how I can do it.
And you know what it also allows us to do
What?
It allows us to take a lot of things less personal. Mm. Right? Because I was like, oh, that's not about me. That's about you. Right? Like, and I think so often, you know, we are, you know, especially when I was in corporate America, they'd be like, business isn't personal. And men would always say this, business isn't personal. And I'd be like, really? Because you're the most emotional person in this room. Right? And so it's all personal, everyone. We're all on our own channel. You're making cameos on other people's channels. It allows you to really understand what you're putting into everything, every relationship on this planet. And since you're in relationship with everything on this planet, it allows you to really go, okay, do I want to respond from consciousness or pattern? And I think that's, I don't know where I would be without soul language. I don't know where I would be.
Yeah. I would echo that. I really would. So can you give an example of, and let's just talk personal languages here for a moment, about how knowing your essence, your personal essence changes. I mean, you talked about this a little bit, but specifically about money, like how has that helped you in the receiving of money?
How much time do we have?
About a minute and a half.
I think the perfect example is that, you know, teacher of integrity. When I stopped trying to bring people in integrity that didn't want to be in that consciousness of love, my business expanded more money because I stopped trying to convince the unconvincible. Yeah. And that was really about accepting that part was going, I don't have to bring the world into integrity. That's not my job. So by understanding that, I was really allowing more receiving in rather than pushing it away.
Yeah. 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 And I would say that I think there's a couple of things, one of which my personal tone is capitalist, which I hated the first time you told me.
Oh, you hated it.
I hated it. But getting to that point of understanding that capitalist isn't about how people play with money in the world in a typical way. Capitalist is about understanding our own inner capital, about understanding our own inner abundance, and capitalists understand how to just naturally understand how to take that and turn it into another resource of some kind, whether that resource is a dollar bill or whether that resource is time or whether that resource is love. Yeah. And that it allowed me to say, yes, I know how to do this. I know how to do this. And it's made a world of change, including also accepting my huntress. But we're going to have to save that for a moment because it's just about time here for us to take another break. I'm Jennifer Bloom, and you're listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance. When we come back, Jennifer, J.U., and I will talk about some additional energies that we brought with us to help us specifically with money. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
So we're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance with me, your host, Jennifer Bloom. I'm talking with Jennifer Rizzio about money and soul and how the connection between the two can create tangible changes in your bank account. All right, so we finished up that last segment talking about how knowing ourselves in a different way creates changes in how we are willing to receive, how we're willing to be in business, how we're willing to have resources. Our time is going so quickly. I want to make sure that we talk a little bit about the other energies that we have brought in as a soul to help us with money. So if you would, can you talk a little bit, and you mentioned this in the first segment, but if you could expand a little bit about how when we're in relationship with something that we bring energies in to support us in that relationship.
Not a small subject.
I know.
So, you know, look at it this way. Look at it as, you know, divinity, universe, tree, Bob, God, cupcake, wants you to be happy, right? So it's going to stack the deck, and you are going to stack the deck so you can achieve the most goodness, the most happiness. So in theory, that we have these energies to support that expansion, that growth, our experience of goodness. Sometimes we require additional energies to help further that expansion or to practice or gain knowledge in that relationship. So we call in more divinity. Now, if we were to call in all of it, that gets a little confusing for our little pea brain head. Right? So we call in certain energies that we can utilize to further our goodness. And that's how sacred partnership languages can be identified. That's how business languages can be identified. So what we're doing is we're calling in sacred energies to support our physical experience on this planet. And that's it in a summary.
Beautiful.
you could spend your entire life talking about that subject, but there it is in a nutshell.
Yeah, I love your ability to do that. You do that so well. So, okay, so one of the areas where we've stacked the deck, as you said, is in the area of money, right? We've brought in some additional energies to help us in this personal and specific relationship that we have with money, right? You have a different relationship with money than I do, than Zach, our producer, does, right? Everybody has this different relationship. So we brought in energies to support ourselves, and that is something that we can also identify. And when we look at those three energies, they have different roles. We can look at our mission with money. We can look at the energetic how, meaning, all right, if I want to create more resources from an energetic perspective, how am I going to be to allow those resources to come more freely? And then finally, even more clearly, is that abundance being state. How can I vibrationally be in alignment with my flow of resources? So again, those are all energies that we can identify and learn and begin to understand. you know, one of my languages is heartfelt artist. And what was so important for me to understand with this language, or what it really brought me, was, yes, I have to, when I'm creating, it has to be from a space of love. And that can kind of, that sounds a little bit schmaltzy, but it, I can't do it out of a place of, I need to make money, or, ooh, the bank account could use a real injection. I do better creating if I am centered and I'm in my heart, but then I have to detach. And that is a skill I am still learning. But what's beautiful about this paradigm is that these energies aren't just an archetype. They aren't just a piece of paper that says you are X. These are a piece of our souls. We get to talk, well, our personal languages are part of our souls. The other energies are outside of us. But we can have a dialogue, right? I can have a conversation with this energy to help me in moving forward, to help me in that non-attachment process. So I'm curious if you're willing to share your languages and maybe an aha or two that happened as you started to work with the energies.
Yeah, you know, you identified my money languages, and I was... what's the biggest curse word I could get out of my mouth? And I was like, great. These are the three energies that I've never gotten on a kind of founder soul language. I got them at that point, but I never got them as in, I totally understand what that means. I can feel it. And I was like, great. These are the languages that I picked to have a relationship with money. Like, what the heck? And, you know, so it's caretaker, wanderer, and pilot. And so that was big ahas on several kind of things about why there was blind spots there to begin with. And I really started kind of having that conversation with caretaker. That's that mission language. And, you know, how does money take care of me? How can I allow this energy to support me? You know, what does it look like? How am I kind of stiff-arming the universe? And or how am I using money? This was a big one, by the way. How am I using money to take care of others when I don't really need to, right? You know, or how am I sacrificing what I want to take care of others? And I think having that conversation with that energy, which is total consciousness, by the way, it doesn't have my pain and viewpoint, was extremely powerful because it gave me direction. It gave me a deeper understanding. And it also gave me an understanding about why choose those three. Like, of all the ones, those three. And I think it, you know, what's so great about soul language and soul language and money is that it's an evolution of consciousness, right? The paradigm grows, and not just us. Well, Enneagram and hand analysis and any of those other paradigms, love them all, yeah. But they don't grow in evolution. So it becomes this is what's told about me, and this is why I do this. But I never really understood how to utilize those paradigms to support my evolution. And I think people fall into the traps of looking at that and going, oh, well, this is why I do that. And it becomes your story and it becomes a pattern. So by having that conversation with caretaker, it really allowed me to loosen my death grip of control on my relationship with money.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, we talked about blind spots earlier, right? It's just another awareness of where that blind spot was. And then how do I move through it? How do I affect change? How can I stop something? How can I let go of this particular pattern and move into something new? And this is one of the things I love about bringing soul into the conversation, because it becomes less about how do I make my balance sheet balance, which of course is important. It's, you know, I'm not saying throw out all of the physical, tangible things that we do with money, but it allows us to really, truly change the story. It lets us it lets us have more consciousness. And, you know, it's interesting because one of the things it helped me with was, you know, I've noticed sort of in my family tree that it always seems like there's one person somewhere in the family that's the black sheep with money. And somehow I'd gotten it into my head that that was me, you know, and observer is my mission language with money. And that's observer really helped me see that and go, oh, I don't want to choose that. That is not who I want to be. So I got to evolve through that and change that. And it was a very helpful support mechanism.
And I think, you know, we've been talking a lot about evolution and consciousness. And I think it's really important to bring up that what soul language does is it allows you to listen to your soul for consciousness. Mm-hmm. You know, it took me a long time to realize, Jennifer, that highly intuitive people weren't also highly conscious people, yeah. Right? So there's a difference here. You know, it allows you to move past. I've done that. I know that. I've been told that. You can see the eye roll, everyone. To really go, what does my soul really want to tell me? How do I act from soul rather than story pattern, what I've been told? It allows you to really access the wisdom. And yes, we all need support there. And we all need people to ask questions that we haven't thought of and to help us, guide us along sometimes. But when you have your languages identified, that is just the stepping stone. That allows you to propel yourself forward in such ways that we could, as practitioners, could never even imagine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beautifully, beautifully said. You know, I knew this time was going to go quickly, but I think I didn't realize quite how fast it was going to go. But I think I'm going to let that be the last word. And I just want to say thank you for being here and for sharing your wisdom. Can you one more time let people know how to find you?
Sure. First of all, thank you. The word is not big enough for what you are in my life, so thank you. You can all find me at soullanguage.us.
Perfect. And there on the website, there are, as we mentioned, there's a number of practitioners who all have different specialties, who all have different histories, and who weave soul language into a variety of things that they also do. So I would encourage everyone to visit. And again, thank you. I'm so happy to have had this conversation with you.
Me too.
All right, everybody. So we are going to go ahead and take a quick break. This is Jennifer Bloom with Soul Wisdom Abundance. When we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about soul and money and give you a couple of exercises to get you started communicating with your soul. So stay tuned.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back on Soul Wisdom Abundance. I'm Jennifer Bloom, your host, and I hope that you have found the information that Jennifer Rizzio provided us with helpful. She is just a tremendous resource, and I encourage you to reach out to her if you have questions. So what I would like to do in this last segment is get a little bit more tangible. And to do a couple of exercises that can help you start to communicate with your soul. And before I do that, I want to say one more thing about soul and money. When we take a look at money through the eyes of our soul, we get to remember what money really is. And money is of the divine. And what that means is, it is the essence of love. It is unlimited. It is an inclusive resource, meaning it's a resource for everybody. Doesn't matter who you are, what your story's been, where you were born, it's for everybody. And it has also that sense of wholeness. And that's completely different than anything that we're typically told about money. And even if your bank account in the moment doesn't seem to reflect the unlimited nature of money, this is why we want to elevate it to that level of soul, because we just didn't know. We didn't know what we didn't know. And now that you know, now you have a whole new way of creating this personal and specific relationship that you have with money. Okay? Money has no free will. It's only reflecting back to you what you put into it, right? So the clearer that you can get about who you are, the clearer you can get about what you want, the more you're going to give yourself permission to have what you want and to create the change that you want in your bank account, right? So here's what we're going to do. Let's practice connecting with soul, okay? And I connect with my soul through my soul language teams. If you don't have that, I'm going to ask you to simply set an intention, and I'll walk you through that in a moment. And what we're going to do is I just want to start talking with soul a little bit about who you are and your willingness to be open and receiving, okay? And like I said, as you connect, as we set the intention to connect, know that you're connected. Okay, Jennifer Rizzio and I talked a little bit about, you know, at the beginning about how do I really know if I'm in connection with soul? Just know when you set the intention that it's present, and let yourself simply receive. Okay, easier said than done, but let's give it a whirl, okay? So if you're someplace where you can close your eyes, I'm going to invite you to do that. Take a couple of deep breaths. Ask for body and soul to be integrated. Imagine that you can bring your consciousness from your mind space down into your heart. And again, don't worry about the how, just simply ask for that to happen. Imagine it's just dropping right down into the center of your chest where you can start to breathe from that consciousness. And then simply ask divine intelligence to create a conscious connection between you and your soul. And then I'm going to give you, now that we're here in connection with soul, I'm going to give you a few statements. And I want you to answer them from the point of view of your soul on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is not at all and 10 is yes, absolutely. I believe that fully. Okay. So let's start here. I am worthy. I am willing to be seen. It's safe to stand in my gifts and be visible. I'm willing to claim my right to earn from my authentic value. I'm in integrity with myself. I am in integrity with money. I can receive money in larger and larger amounts and stay in integrity. Okay, just take a couple of breaths as you stay connected with soul. And let's ask soul two more questions. The first is, what is a being step? What is an internal step that I can take today to more fully claim who I am at a soul level? And then the partner question to that is, what is a doing step? What's an external step that I can take to be more of who I am as a soul? Okay, so let's thank your soul. Let's thank divine intelligence. And you may want to go back to the recording and listen to those questions again. I moved them really quickly. But what I want to emphasize here is that the more that you know yourself, the more you stand in integrity with who you are, the more you allow the flow of the divine through you, right? The more you open to receive from others. And then the more you can see changes in your bank account. And it can be as simple as asking divine intelligence to create a conscious connection between you and your soul. You get to have access to that information, right? And you may want to, some people like to ask the questions and just listen. Some people like to ask questions and do journaling. Whatever way information flows best for you is my invitation to keep knowing more and more about yourself. Okay. And the reason, the last thing I want to say here is that one of the reasons why this also creates changes in your bank account is that money likes clean and clear and current energy. When you have outdated beliefs about yourself or about money, when you're focused on past experiences, when you have fear of, you know, losing money, you're not clean and clear and current. You get stuck into recreating old patterns. When you allow yourself to look through the eyes of soul, you are out of your patterns. You are now into connection with that unlimited resource that I was speaking of. Okay. So I love soul language as a tool to get really clear about soul and about the energies that we brought with us to help us, to guide us, to support us in this game of money. If this is something that's of interest to you, you can head to my website, which is jenniferbloom.com, and you can sign up for a no-charge 15-minute session with me, and I will identify one of your languages, and we can start that process of getting to know who you are at that soul level. Those are really fun conversations, and I would look forward to supporting you in that way. Again, if it resonates with you. So we've come to the end of today's Soul Abundance, Soul Wisdom Abundance podcast, and I really want to say thank you again to my guest today, Jennifer Rizzio, for sharing such great information, and thank you all for tuning into Soul Wisdom Abundance. You can join me every first and third Friday at 12 Eastern and 9 Pacific. So next time, on the next episode, I'm going to be talking with Melanie Yost about getting the results that you want and how inner work creates tangible external results. Have a great couple of weeks, everybody, and I will see you back here next time.
Thank you for listening to Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Jennifer Bloom or listen to past shows, visit jenniferbloom.com. You can subscribe to this podcast on any of your favorite podcasting outlets. Simply search Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom.